An attempted murder charge has been filed against an Alliance man. 30-year-old Carl Baker was booked into the Stark County Jail following his arrest at a home on Beach Street Sunday. Police say he hit a woman with a hammer, stomped her chest, choked her, and threatened to kill her. Baker is also charged with felonious assault, strangulation, intimidation of a victim, and disrupting public service. He had an active warrant for a similar incident with the same person January 3rd. Baker was arraigned in municipal court Monday. Bond was set at $500,000 with a preliminary hearing set for February 11th. A man accused of shooting a hospital worker at Altman Hospital in Canton in June 2025 has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney issued the ruling Monday, saying 36-year-old James Fair of Canton was not able to understand the wrongfulness of his actions during the incident. Prosecutors say Fair, who was a patient at the hospital, took a security guard's gun and shot a patient care technician during a mental health crisis. A psychologist determined Fair suffers from severe mental illness. The judge said the law does not allow a prison sentence. A hearing in March will determine where Fair will be placed for treatment. Canton police say a threat that prompted a shelter in place at Malone University appears to have been a hoax. Shortly after 8:30 Monday morning, Malone issued an alert ordering a shelter in place, stressing it was not a drill and citing a credible threat. The campus returned to normal operations about 45 minutes later, though police will continue patrolling as a precaution. Students and staff are asked to report any suspicious activity to campus safety. A popular local program will not be able to refund money lost to customers by theft. The Tri-County Restaurant Association says it cannot replace the certificates lost after a former employee embezzled $212,000. Julianne Carpinelli was ordered to repay almost $150,000, which she is doing. The repository reports board members told certificate holders at an open house Sunday the insurance company had paid less than a third of the amount stolen during the 2 years before the embezzlement was discovered in July 2023. Only member restaurants that accepted the certificates before payments stopped will be reimbursed. The board says it hopes to resume the program in the future. The organization, founded in 1949, had around 160 members in Stark, Carroll, and Tuscarawas counties. Perry Township officials are asking voters to approve a new 5-year, 2.9 mil road levy on the May 5th primary ballot. The levy would generate about $2.7 million a year and cost homeowners $102 per year for every $100,000 of property value. Funding would help maintain and repave township roads, reportedly allowing up to 20 miles of paving annually. The township has struggled to secure road funding in recent years, with previous levies expiring or being rejected by voters. The current 2 mil levy expires at the end of this year, generating just over $700,000 per year. The pilot and passenger in Sunday's small plane crash in Portage County have been identified. 47-year-old Brian Jorgensen and his 12-year-old daughter were injured when their Piper Cub crashed near Ranfield Road in Brimfield Township after experiencing engine trouble. Both sustained non-life-threatening injuries and were taken to Akron hospitals. The aircraft had departed from Wadsworth Airport and was returning when it went down. No one on the ground was hurt and no property was damaged. Authorities say the incident remains under investigation. A jury trial is set for March 30th for a Columbiana man accused of an attack with a baseball bat. Columbiana County Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam scheduled the trial for 66-year-old Frederick Harriff, who was accused of attacking a woman in Fairfield Township last June. Prosecutors say he repeatedly struck the woman with a bat while she was lying in bed, causing severe injuries. Harriff faces multiple felony charges, including attempted murder, kidnapping, and aggravated arson. He faces a separate case for menacing by stalking and attempted intimidation, stemming from letters he allegedly sent to the victim from jail. A final status hearing is set for February 27th. A Lisbon woman is charged with felonious assault after an incident Monday morning in Smith Township. WFMJ-TV reports police were called to a home on Lake Park Boulevard just after 4 a.m. A man was found with a wound to his left arm. 30-year-old Ashley Hill was arrested at the scene. A witness told police he was talking with the victim when Hill entered the room, grabbed a knife, and stabbed the victim. She is scheduled for arraignment Thursday in Mahoning County Court in Sebring. A Pennsylvania woman faces charges after a Boardman crash that seriously injured a tow truck driver. Police say 25-year-old Isaiah Shivers of Farrell struck the driver near Southern Boulevard and Erskine Avenue while he helped a vehicle stuck in a snowbank. Witnesses and investigators confirmed she was the sole driver and had been drinking. Shivers reportedly refused sobriety tests. She is slated to appear in Mahoning County Court in Boardman today. Shivers is charged with OVI, obstructing official business, driving with an expired license, and failure to control. Authorities are investigating a stabbing that occurred Friday morning at the Northeast Ohio Correctional Center in Youngstown. An inmate was stabbed in the head and hand during an argument with another inmate and taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center for treatment. This incident is one of at least 18 stabbings reported at the facility since 2024. Democrat Michael Kripchak has filed to challenge Republican Al Catrona for the Ohio Senate 33rd District seat, which includes Carroll, Columbiana, and Mahoning counties. Kripchak was a candidate for the 6th Congressional District seat in 2024. Catrona was appointed to his seat the same year. The filing deadline for the May 5th primary is tomorrow, with independent candidates having until May 4th to submit nominating petitions. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.